This is CliffCentral.com.
George Meany. How are you, George?
Good, and you?
Good. What's happening?
Gauteng e-tolls.
Oh, thanks. You know what, George? Thanks. That's the end of this speech.
Cheers, bye.
This is going so well.
We're having such a fun
before we get to the e-tolls, you know
Jack, do you want to come back and throw George out?
I'll do the news next.
Yeah. By the way, nice to see Flax again, right?
Yes. I was listening before I got in here.
We used to bump into each other. We used to live in the same neighborhood like a couple years back. So like in Woolworths, we used to bump into each other.
Oh, right. Was it awkward?
The veil.
No, not at all.
In the veil.
East Rand. Right. Come on.
Exactly.
All right. So, exactly. George, what are you going to spoil our day by telling us about e-tolls with?
Before the e-tolls, you know what I watched this weekend talking about relationships that you were talking about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
I Love You Now Die.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
I thought you were going to say Love Island, and I was like.
I watched that.
So, tell us.
Unbelievable. I can't even believe it can happen.
Is it it's based on a real story, or it's.
It's true. It's this couple that saw each other a maximum of five times. They were, I think, 19, 20 years old.
Aye.
And texted each other for years. And she texted him into committing suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey? But if you look at if you watch the documentary, you can see the other side.
What a poisonous bitch.
That's witchcraft.
That's witchcraft.
Hey?
So you watched it, huh?
I watched it. It's a two-part series. It's brilliant. If you haven't watched it, you should watch
it. What's it on Netflix?
No, Showmax.
Yeah.
No, it's,
all right, e-tolls.
So Gauteng e-tolls continue to act, or should I say, continue to get themselves into a major financial sinkhole. So their cash collection on the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project is 65 million rand per month, and it's significantly lower than projected.
Yeah, because they're useless, and no one wants to, and we're all going to tell them to get knotted when they send us these bills just for using the highway that we're already paying for.
So what they need is 240 million rand a month.
Yeah, I need a golden toilet, and I need 500 million rand a month too. How about that?
And the amount of debt that is going on here is unbelievable, and I think that this is the reason they can't scrap this whole bloody thing is because of the debt. You know, so they've got two guarantees totaling 38 billion rand.
Yeah, I think this is why you have to scrap the debt.
Yeah, but I mean, who's going to pay? Because apparently there's international and local contractors that are involved. There are finance companies that are involved. So, you know,
they must go after the government ministers who made this happen in their personal capacity. Like they went after Busisiwe Mkhwebane for those ridiculous court cases she brought against Pravin Gordhan, and they said she's got to pay out of her own pocket. Let's do the same with these guys.
You know what they should do, and here's an idea. They should sell the e-tolls infrastructure that they've built to like a data mining company, and they can use the cameras and just collect the data from the cars that pass by.
I think you're onto something.
And then they pay off their debt.
I think you're onto something.
I don't know if it'll pay for all of that because it sounds like a lot of debt, but that is a good idea.
Use it for something else. Mm. Don't use it to collect e-tolls. But anyway, President Ramaphosa has tasked Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula to find a solution to this problem.
Yeah.
Razzmatazz.
Yeah.
Razzmatazz.
You think he's going to be able to sort it out?
I don't think anyone can sort it out.
There's too much debt involved.
I'm going to tweet in my solution to help.
I think you're right. But on to lighter things. The pleasure was obviously all yours. A car dealership contacts a woman after she left a very embarrassing item in the glove box of her vehicle when trading it in.
A sex toy?
Mm. Yeah, boy.
Wow.
She left a big old dildo in there.
Yeah.
That's good times.
She actually accidentally left the sex toy in the glove box.
Hold on. Why would you have this in your glove box?
When you're in traffic, come on, Gareth. Have you never just wanted to knock out a quick one on the way to work?
With a big old toy.
You know.
It looks like in that image that it's not even in a casing.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that.
And if I look at it out. There's some shit in my cubbyhole that's like crumbly and there's like the bottom of Fritos chips in
okay.
there.
Okay. Tell us more.
And dog hair and fluff and toe jam. I mean,
oh, Jesus. Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
And then a vaginal toy.
So this dealership went to social media, obviously, to get the media exposure. And the woman replied, I'm seriously moving countries.
Oh,
shame. She replied publicly?
It says it was a text message. So whether she replied like that publicly or not.
Otherwise, she's got a hell of a sense of humor. If you don't mind being mocked for your And by the way, it's a big dildo too.
It looks
the size of a baby's arm.
Yeah.
So this was the message to the polite young lady who traded her vehicle in with us this morning. It was lovely to meet you, but the pleasure was obviously all yours.
Wow.
Can somebody please tag this big guy's owner so that she can collect her friend?
Oh my god!
That's what they went to social media with.
Do dildos come in sizes?
Oh yeah.
But like, what would be the metric for that?
Well, Leanne, that big bottle of water that she's got over there.
There's some like even bigger than that.
What? What do you mean bigger than this?
I promise you, there used to be this sex shop in Melville, and they had these enormous, this row of pitch black dildos in various sizes.
Okay.
And some of them were like the size of a child.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know, some people, you've got to get your rocks off somehow.
onto the next thing. So I think this is an interesting novelty, and hopefully they make it in English because I try to download it and it's in another language. Skoda parent taxi app charges kids to do chores. So if you're tired of your kids making you drive them around, you can download this app, and it's like an Uber app, and the kid has to book a ride and pay in the form of chores.
Wow. Mm. Wow. That sounds good. I'm always a massive advocate for child labor. Mm. I think it's a very good thing. I think I'll adopt now. Children don't pay any tax. They are a drain on the economy. They don't work. They're not productive. And their parents have to fork out money the whole time. The best way to solve this is the old Victorian workhouse, where you put them at the bench and you make them fix things with their little hands big hands can't fix. Like a sweatshop, for example, is a great place for children to learn about the world.
We're going to have advocates after this one.
I say it's time. These kids have had a free ride for so many years now. Go back to the old Victorian sweatshop and workhouse. Remember, like Oliver Twist, they'd wake up in the morning, they would go to the workhouse, they would make stuff until 9 o'clock at night, they'd have 4 hours of sleep, and back in the factory the next day. And did they know what to do? Hell yes. And did they grow up fast? Hell yes.
This took a dark turn.
Maybe one of those guys grew up and drove his car into KZN's ocean. I don't know if you saw that video.
What?
Yeah.
So a guy on a dare thought it would be fun on a dare to drive his car, and I'll tweet the video. He drove his car straight onto the south coast beach of KwaZulu-Natal into the water waves.
And it got stuck.
Why?
Well, a tractor came and pulled it out. But he got out of the car and in a very calm manner walked away from the car and waved.
Was he trying to commit suicide?
It was on a dare. Somebody dared him.
Oh, can't he get arrested for that? It's illegal to drive on beaches in South Africa.
Some beaches. You're just an idiot if you think that your car's not going to get stuck in that sand.
No, it was a VW Golf, a City Golf. Wow. A green City Golf.
So he was from the Free State.
Those
apparently.
Are indestructible.
Maybe he was trying to prove that.
But he also went in at a huge speed.
Yeah, he did.
Some people. No.
Okay, well, that's a good fun way to end the day.
This is CliffCentral.com.